For good reason, the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls has been called the greatest archaeological find of the 20th century. It began in the winter of 1946-47, when Bedouin shepherds were searching for hidden treasure in a cave on the northwest shore of the Dead Sea. They were hoping to find gold and were disappointed with the three old scrolls they found in a jar. They couldn't realize, of course, that one of the scrolls they found was a complete and nearly pristine copy of the Book of Isaiah in Hebrew, dating to around 125 BC, or about 1,000 years older than any complete biblical book in Hebrew previously known to scholars. Far more valuable than gold, the scrolls the Bedouin discovered would eventually prompt the State of Israel to spend tens of millions of dollars building a bunker-like museum to house them in a carefully climate-controlled environment. The Bedouin ended up selling the first several scrolls they found to an antiquities trader for 24 British pounds, about $100 at the time. But when these ancient writings came to the attention of professional scholars, the true value of the find quickly became apparent, and the rush was on to search the northwest coast of the Dead Sea for additional scrolls. In the years 1949-1956, dozens of exploratory missions by both native Bedouin and Western scholars located a total of 11 scroll-bearing caves in the limestone cliffs surrounding the ruins of an ancient dwelling called Qumran. Years of archaeological excavations at Qumran revealed a complex of buildings inhabited by a religious community of men in the last centuries BC and 1st century AD, in other words, in the centuries just before and during the life of Jesus. The scrolls in the caves were the remains of their library, which once consisted of about 1,000 handwritten manuscripts on parchment, leather, and papyrus, reed paper. About a quarter of these documents were copies of books found in the Bibles of modern Jews and Christian Old Testaments, like Genesis, Exodus, Isaiah, and the Psalms. But three-quarters of the scrolls were non-biblical religious writings composed or treasured by the community of Jews that lived at Qumran. It didn't take scholars long to identify this community with one of the three sects that dominated first-century Jewish culture, according to our ancient classical, Greek and Latin, sources. Two of these sects, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, are well known even to modern readers because they appear frequently in the Gospels and other New Testament writings. However, it was to the third and least known of the sects, the Essenes, that the Qumran community belonged. Although Essene characters can be found in the Gospels, they are never called by that name, and the group was largely forgotten by Jewish and Christian culture until the discovery of the scrolls brought them into public consciousness once more. One of the most important sources on the Essenes is the Roman military commander and geographer Pliny the Elder, AD 23-79, who attempted to describe the known world in an encyclopedic work he called Natural History. In the section of the work devoted to Israel, he describes Galilee and moves south down the Jordan River, eventually getting to the north end of the Dead Sea, about which he says this: "On the west side of the Dead Sea, but out of range of the noxious exhalations of the coast, is the solitary tribe of the Essenes, which is remarkable beyond all the other tribes of the whole world, as it has no women, and has renounced all sexual desire, has no money, and has only palm trees for company. Day by day, the throng of refugees is recruited to an equal number by numerous accessions of persons tired of life and driven there by the waves of fortune to adopt their manners. Thus, through thousands of ages, incredible to relate, a race in which no one is born lives on forever, so prolific for their advantage is other men's weariness of life. Lying below the Essenes was formerly the town of Engedi, second only to Jerusalem in the fertility of its land and in its groves of palm trees, but now, like Jerusalem, a heap of ashes.